You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I'm joined in studio now by a group of ocean heroes. They're from Dive Academy in Lahinch, and for their efforts in hauling in refuse from the sea, they've been named as Business of the Year in the Clean Coasts Awards. I'll let them tell you more about it in a second, but to spell out what they have done through a number of beach claims, Dive Academy collected around 200 kilos of debris, filling over 20 sacks of refuse during the big beach clean, along with several large objects. The group took these objects to the local council facility for processing. They're also involved in other initiatives, including education and supporting young people. The owner-manager of Dive Academy in Lahinch is Derek Gujuk, and Tom Brown is their project manager. Good morning to you both.
Thanks very much for joining us
in the programme. And Derek, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I've tried to give a bit of an outline there, but maybe you in more detail can tell us more of what you're doing and maybe more importantly, why you're doing it.
I'm actually in the water all the time. So I'm so happy to see right now the people are just more... talking about the water, ocean, and this kind of environment. I'm diving the last 20 years, and to be honest with you, the first probably 10 years or even 15 years, and we never talk about it. No one was interested and talk about the water and ocean and lakes, whatever. So actually, any time when I dived, and we only talk with the friends were divers as well. So if we talk with someone else about diving and water and everything what is under the water, people actually weren't much interested. Said, okay, diving, but there's nothing more.
And what is under the water in terms of both the good and the bad, shall we say?
So my personal point of view and my personal experience, it's actually very good, but it's not too bad in terms of how many rubbish I can see myself when I'm under the water. It's obviously a lot of stuff just flying all around, but it's not that bad as sometimes we can see in South Pacific or something that is changing at the moment. But doesn't mean we should stop even thinking about that because we are clear enough. But we always have so bags with us when we are underwater. We're just trying to pick up some plastic bags or something like that. Now I'm so happy because... the last, I think, 5 years, maybe even more, people even who never tried scuba diving, actually even sometimes don't like the water, they're talking about it, which is perfect. As I said, the very first time we can talk about not even diving, but everything what is around the ocean and any bodies of water, the people just talking about that. So that's brilliant.
And I presume, Tom, that your devotion, shall we say, to trying to protect and preserve the water around you, that comes from the fact that it means so much to you. You're passionate about it, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I've been diving. I only started diving about 2 or 3 years ago. Derek taught me to dive, and it's a great experience. And seeing what we can see under the water in the Atlantic and the fish and the wildlife and so on is excellent. And as Derek said, you know, locally around here, the refuse under the water on our dive sites is thankfully not too much, but that's because of the tides and the currents around here. We unfortunately, we have a dive site which we go to quite regularly near White Strand, and we have to walk through on the beach quite a lot of rubbish of plastics and so on, which is being washed up by the tides to get to our dive site. Once we're in diving, it's great, but you know, there's a lot of rubbish there, you know, and
the worst of it is the actual shoreline.
Yeah. Around here, definitely, you know, you don't see, you know, we've all seen the horror pictures on TV of, you know, oceans full of floating plastic and so on. You don't see as much of that around here. You know, you see the odd piece, and, you know, we've always asked our divers to collect rubbish when they dive. But you do see a lot on the beaches because it's all washed up, you know, all washed out, you know, and a lot of it, I'm sure there's a lot of it out there in the Atlantic, along the shelf and so on. You know?
So how do you turn this sense of a duty of care into something bigger that gets you honoured in this way? I mean, that takes a concerted effort, I would think.
It was an effort. You know, we're affiliated with an organisation called Project Aware, which is an international organisation focused on sort of protecting the oceans and the lakes and so on. And as part of that, they promote something called Dive Against Debris, which was something which we start off with doing, saying, you know, when we dive, we'll collect rubbish. But as I said, you know, there isn't so much on our dive sites there. So then we started looking at, okay, what can we do now around where we can involve more members of the public, maybe who aren't divers, and where we can do our bit. And we came across, and you know, we found out about Clean Coasts, and in June they were running this the Big Beach Clean. It was a Clean Coast Week in June. Mm. They were doing that, so we decided to organise an event around that, and we went to our dive site, as I said, in Milltown Mulbay, and we did a collection, and that we really did. It was just as a staff team. We did a collection. We collected rubbish. We did a bit of publicity around it. We got our divers to collect rubbish on the dive there on that day as well, and we collected about 70 or 80 kilograms of rubbish, you know, quite a lot from that area there. So then in September then, the Clean Coast had a thing called a Big Beach Clean over a weekend, and we decided then to do a bigger event. We did at White Strand. We did a lot more publicity around it. We invited a lot of local organisations, and we were joined there by the Milton Mulvey Scouts, a local group called Local Solution for Plastic Pollution.
Yeah, it was on the programme.
And it was great to have all those people and a number of people in the public, so we had a great turnout that day, and we spent about 2 hours on the beach there collecting rubbish, and you know, I think we collected, you know, close to 150 kilograms, you know, about 20 sacks full we filled in.
Because of the nature of the tides, you can clean the beach this week, and next week the rubbish is
never ending story.
I was going to ask, is it demoralizing? I mean, you're making a difference. I don't want to talk it down, but you could do this probably weekly, monthly.
You could
every tide in, and
I didn't want to go quite that often because I didn't want to make that much work for you. But I mean, it is that way. I mean, that's the nature of it, I suppose.
Yeah, even if I said at the beginning it's not much rubbish, but when you just walk in the beach, it looks not too bad. But then when you start to when you decide, let's go and collect some rubbish, and you just focus and try to find it and pick them up. So then you can be so quick surprised how many plastic bags you can actually fill up. So it looks not okay, but then you see, oh God, it's 20 bags filled totally full now. Mm. So yeah, so we can do this every day if we want.
The one thing I do take solace from though is that in the main, it seems this isn't people discarding rubbish directly on the beach. It's not dumping, although some of what you've found certainly seems like there were big things that were dumped, but rather, for whatever reason, it's stuff that's gone out into the ocean and come back. Is that misguided innocence on my part? Is that really the case? Or?
Right. Actually, a few days ago, we actually talked about where the rubbish actually coming from. We just try to make some small investigation. And what we found, and most of them, they are actually, looks like they spend a lot number of, I don't know, months maybe in the water. So even it's really hard to identify it.
Of course,
where they're coming from. It's no numbers, no names, no nothing on it. So it looks like they spend quite a lot in the water. So that's maybe they're coming from ships on the ocean, or maybe it's too far, maybe some from America, but I don't think who knows? Maybe some of them it's comes from there as well. It's definitely not the plastic bags who someone dumped on Saturday night or something,
Look, there's always an element to that as well, unfortunately. There's been a big focus on this. We were talking about it, Tom, before we came on air, and generally in recent times. I'm delighted to see an initiative such as this, in that it praises and rightly honours and rewards companies such as yourselves and others who are looking to make a difference. A big change of behaviour sounds to me like the only solution, though.
Yeah, I think, you know, beach cleans are important, and you know, we're going to continue to do them, and I think it's great that other organisations, and there's a Burham BO, for example, who did a beach clean on the same day on Fenor Beach. So you know, I know, and I think the National School did a beach clean in the Hinch Beach. So they're important, and encourage everyone to do it. And you know, another thing, a small thing which you can do with a friend of ours who's two young kids, and every time they go out on the beach, you encourage their kids, bring back a piece of plastic each. You know, just one thing each, you know, and I wish I'd done that when my kids were smaller, because I think that's a great move. But it's not going to solve the problem. You know, beach cleaners on their own aren't going to solve the problem. It is a change in behaviour. I think it's a change, you know, the problem isn't just plastic, or just plastic as such. You know, we use plastic, we have a lot of plastic in some of our dive gear, for example. The problem is the single-use plastics. It's the bottles, the throwaway bottles, the bags. And the sooner we can get our our supermarkets, our suppliers to use less plastic in the packaging, the better. You know, I ordered something for Christmas the other day and it came in a big cardboard box. The thing was like, you know, the size of my fist. It came in a large cardboard box which you could fit four pairs of shoes in, and then the rest of the space was just filled up with plastic. You know, that sort of thing shouldn't have to happen. So, you know, less use of plastic, more use of recyclable materials, I think, in packaging is what we really need to do.
Derek, I have to go back to something you said. Mm-hmm. How do you collect rubbish while you're diving? How do you physically do it?
Okay, it's well, depends the size, obviously. And so most of the time in our equipment, we have a few pockets. When we just keep in the pockets, it's a mesh bag. Is that the word?
Yeah.
So bags, we just roll them up and just leave them, keep them in the pocket. So as I said at the beginning, it's not much rubbish flying in the water, but if we see some a plastic bag or any materials like that, which is quite easy to take it with us. So just simply take it back out of my jacket pocket and just...
No, okay, it's a mesh bag and you're filling
something like that. Okay. The only problem is we have to carry out all dive long that in your hand, keep something and hold all the time.
That was the part I was thinking of, because you need your limbs and everything to be ready. What's it like to be called Ocean Heroes? It's a lovely title. It's nice to be honoured, I'm sure.
It's brilliant, yeah, and... We never expect anything like that. We never thought, okay, let's go and dive and maybe we're going to have something in the future. Never, ever thought about that. We're just doing what we love and we're just sitting in the water all the time. It's quite boring for some people, but we love it. And then we just did some events, as Tom already said.
Sure.
And then we got the text email, so we are nominated. So it's wow. Even when once we got this,
you're happy. Yeah.
Myself, I even didn't think it's gonna happen. So it's another email, like 50 of emails every day. So, and then it happened. So
lovely,
brilliant.
Stuff.
I'm so happy with that. I'm feeling so good.
No, and well done. And it's great to see these initiatives rewarded. And there's been community ones as well. You mentioned Milltown Malbay, Kinvara in Galway, Kilkee. I know Ennis had a meeting on being plastic free. There was one in the town during the week as well. So hopefully it can all add up to forcing the change that you rightly talked about, Tom. Your own work though in Dive Academy in Lahinch is continuing in the new year, you were telling me.
Yeah, and I just wanted to talk about this. We run a number of projects, you know, as part of what my role is there. But one specific thing which we're working on at the moment is a project called Dive is Life. Now, this is specifically aimed at local youth at risk, disadvantaged youth in particular, you know, maybe youth who tend towards suicidal thoughts even. And in addition to that, a second community, which is people with disabilities. And we're working closely with Clare Youth Service and the Irish Wheelchair Association to try and bring this together. And this isn't just about, it will be about training them to dive and introducing them to diving. But more importantly, it's about building self-confidence and building teamwork and having these people work together to do that. So it's like a non-profit project which we're running. You know, we need to cover our costs and so on, and we'll have to do some fundraising to cover that, but it's something which we're passionate about, and we think, you know, diving can give people a lot of purpose in life, and it's great for building that self-confidence, for building teamwork. It's all about teamwork when you dive. You never dive alone. It's all about how you work with your buddy and the rest of the team, and we think that'd be great for people like that. And it's you know, it's something which we want to do to sort of, you know, give a bit back to the community as well.
Well, you've done that already, and I wish you all the very best in your continued efforts in doing so, and congratulate you on what you've done so far. Tom Brown and Derek Guzek of Dive Academy Lahinch, well done, and keep up the
good
work.
Thanks very much.
And enjoy the drive back in the storm. Safe travels. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's Morning Focus here on Clare FM. We'll hear of another very worthy project in 2 minutes time.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.